I ask pianist Sarah Davis Buchner how she works at the piano. She says, you'll be very impressed by this, and tears into her arpeggio series. I am very impressed by it, but I have always been impressed by Buchner's piano playing. There is the extraordinary technique. The energy in the playing. For example, most pianists play the Busoni toccata, something like this. Listen to Buchner go at it. And there is the poetry in the playing. Piano playing, like any performance art, is the result of 100 tiny decisions made every moment. But Sarah Davis Buchner's most recent, most momentous decision has nothing to do with the piano. She was, until recently, a man named David Buchner.
Not that I'm counting or anything. November 29th, 1996, at about 3:30 in the afternoon, I was coming home from a rehearsal on the east side, walking through Central Park. And for some reason, this turmoil that had engulfed me from earliest memory, you know, had been very much in my mind during the last year or two before that. And in the calm of that beautiful day, I kind of looked skyward and I asked myself a very simple question: do you want to go there? And go there being the opposite gender. And the answer was, yes, I do. There was a very, very immediate sense of peace.
There may have been peace in the decision, but the process is not a particularly peaceful one. There are the hormones, the painful electrolysis sessions. Buchner has not yet had the surgery that will make her transition complete, but she is living now in all other ways as a woman. And there is the reaction of the music business to contend with.
I think of the music business as being kind of a parallel set of worlds. On the one hand, you have the musicians, many of whom I know are gay, lesbian, or otherwise intellectually and emotionally challenged or motivated, shall we say. And then the business itself, which is a very conservatively run one, orchestras and boards and recital presenters and so forth. I would say, by my rough estimate, a concert schedule which brought me 50 to 60 dates a year is down to about 5 right now. So I think that tells you a lot about the industry. And whatever it was 2-3 years ago, there were quite a few of them saying, this is an accomplished person, let's have him. And at this point, they're saying, this is a troubled person, let's not have her.
The irony is that, as Buchner sees it, she is much less troubled as Sarah than she was as David.
It was getting very, very difficult indeed to play the piano, not physically, not technically, but just with the kind of mental focus that I needed. And at a certain point, I just began to feel very disconnected about it. And I realized that something was very, very deeply wrong. And I knew what it was, but it was just so hard to face. Almost from the point of making that decision and then beginning the process of transitioning, the music was freer. The choice of repertoire had opened up in many ways. There were composers that I'd struggled with, like Chopin and Debussy, that just seemed to burn from my fingers.
Some of this, Buchner feels, may be gender-related, but some of it is simply a new creative chapter in her life.
We all grow as artists. At least I like to think that we make a progression. And for example, in my 20s, I had played an awful lot of Beethoven, and he's a composer that I think is really marked mostly by his command of structure and using small motives and building them and so forth. There's this kind of intellectually remorseless control in Beethoven, and I've been fascinated by that. And for me, playing Beethoven was a demonstration of architecture and structure and strength. Well, if you apply that kind of interpretation to Chopin, it doesn't really quite work, because Chopin's sense of architecture is much more almost kind of a dream state sort of thing, where motives melt one into another, a very free-form stream of consciousness kind of thing. Now I feel that it's, as far as, you know, the values I want to espouse at the piano, I think melodic beauty and line and this kind of free-form thing which seems very liberated to me is much more in keeping with the shape of my personality now.
The music of Chopin, recorded in our studios a few days ago by Sarah Buechner. And what of David Buechner? His past, his old recordings.
I guess that points up an interesting problem that some people have, is the sense that somehow I've been one person, and now that person is dead, and now a new person is taking that person's place. I even had one close friend say to me, very, very sadly, he said, "When you told us what you're doing, we felt like our good friend was dying." And to me, it's not a death at all. And for me, you know, the old performances is David Buechner. I'm very proud of them, and I think they stand up, and I have no qualms or considerations about it.
And what about the future?
It's this in-transition period where people make ghastly judgments. And once it's done, it's a fait accompli, and now I know that people who are comfortable with me will hire me, and people who aren't won't. The idea of building a new career as almost like a different person is, on the one hand, frightening, on the other hand, quite exciting. Very often, when in the midst of a day and maybe some things are not going well, I pause and I think to myself, I'm alive today, and that's a big improvement on where I would have been if I had not made this decision. And I think most transgender people feel that way. They get to the point, as I had, where they had explored every possible way of coping with their inside feelings other than facing the reality of going through this change. You know, to get past the point of actually being suicidal and thinking, well, you know, my life is just over. Well, how nice to wake up in the morning and see that life does go on. You know, there's still beautiful music to be made.
Sarah Davis Buechner can be heard Monday and Tuesday nights, November 9th and 10th, in concert at the Good Shepherd Presbyterian Church in New York, performing music of Bach, Busoni, and Brahms. I'm Sarah Fischko.